MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovart. With monsoon season underway, the Smoky Bear Ranger District has temporarily closed several trails, trailheads, and recreation sites to protect public health and safety. The closures include Cedar Creek Fitness Trail, Perk Canyon, and Cedar Creek West trailheads. The Cedar Creek Day Use Area and Sam Tobias Group Site are also closed. Closed trails include Trail 13 North Cedar Creek, Trail 90 Fitness Trail, Trail 92 Perk Canyon, Trail 93 Perk Ridge, Trail 93A Ranger, Trail 120A Lower Cedar Creek, and Trail 120C Beginner Loop. Forest officials said the temporary closures are necessary due to hazards associated with monsoon season. The affected areas will remain closed until conditions improve and it's safe to reopen them to the public. And a Cloudcroft woman has been sentenced to 18 years in prison after pleading guilty to killing her husband and attempting to conceal the crime. Deanna Thetford pleaded guilty Tuesday to a second-degree murder, tampering with evidence, and forgery in connection with the death of her husband, Craig Thetford, in Cloudcroft. According to prosecutors, during the months Craig Thetford was missing, Deanna Thetford impersonated him by sending fabricated texts and Facebook messages, forged documents using his signature, and repeatedly provided false information about his whereabouts. Thetford appeared before Judge Stephen Ochoa, who accepted her guilty plea and immediately sentenced her to 18 years in the New Mexico Department of Corrections. The Lincoln National Forest is partnering with Ruidoso Parks and Recreation and Echo Servants to celebrate National Trails Cleanup Day with a community cleanup event on Saturday. Volunteers will meet at 9 a.m. until noon at 509 Resort Drive in Ruidoso to help clean and improve local trails. Gloves and trash bags will be provided. Organizers encourage community members to participate in the effort to help preserve and maintain the area's trail system. For more information, visit the U.S. Forest Service website and search for Trail Day Cleanup. And this weekend, members of the MTD Radio team will be in Albuquerque at the NMBA 75th Annual Awards. Our radio team won 6 awards, 4 of those for newscasts featuring yours truly, and that entitled us to Station of the Year. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.